The Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listening Colour.
Ceasefire from the album Godspeed, a recent release on Edition Records from Danish keyboard player Morten Schantz, who, as promised, is here to talk about this new album. And I've invited him to play live for you on our baby grand piano here at Jazz FM. We'll get to that very, very soon. But first of all, Morten Schantz, welcome. How's things?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great.
We've just had you in the UK for a couple of dates, Club 85 in Hitchin, The Late Show at the Vortex. How was it for you?
It was great. I was the place in Hitchin. I had never been outside London before, but it was great seeing that place, like a small, cozy city and a really nice venue, and actually very suitable for this kind of music because it's like a heavy metal rock club doing jazz stuff every month, and it suited the band and the music really well.
Did you do the music from Godspeed, the new album?
Yes.
Or across, you did, so the electronic sound?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought a lot of keyboards, which was such a lot of problems in the airport. I expected that, but actually I was lucky. So I got through with four big, you know, flight cases of keyboards.
How many keyboards do you actually own in your studio?
Oh, I think I have, if you count everything, even like MIDI controllers, I have maybe 25.
You should rearrange them all in around you like a classic Herbie Hancock album.
Yes, yeah, the Sunlight album, yes.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, speaking of that kind of era, great reviews on the album, Godspeed. I mean, amazing reviews. The energy, the creativity, the speed of some of the things in it is mind-boggling. And inevitable comparisons with Weather Report, it seems. I mean, structurally, it fits into that Weather Report mode.
Yeah.
So, not really pioneering fusion here, but reflecting that fusion sound of the 70s. How do you feel about the odd mention of Weather Report?
I feel very proud, actually, to be mentioned with them, because they are definitely one of the most important acts in jazz history. So, I mean, I would be stupid not to be flattered by that. At the same time, I'm not that much of... I haven't been into all their records and stuff like I have with, for example, Herbie Hancock. I know every little bit of his material. But I kind of rediscovered Weather Report a few years ago, and I really went nuts with the Savinal sounds, and that was kind of one of the inspirations for this album. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of modern elements into it, so it's not just a tribute to the old days. There's definitely some electronic club vibe into the music. I'm not really listening a lot to electronic music, but I have been inspired by a few artists doing those electronic riffs and trying to blend that into it, because I want my music to be very immediate, like having an immediate impact on people. And I like the fact that you can get the stadium vibe into jazz music, so actually people can dance to it sometimes, or jump to it at least.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to have that element.
Interestingly, though, we're going to hear you in session, solo piano, and you were quite excited about the prospect of just being able to sit behind a piano and play. And the first thing I noticed when you sat down, you start tinkling away some classical notes.
Yeah.
You've been sort of studying Bach.
I have been studying Bach really intensely for the last 2 years. I am actually doing like a soloist program at the Music Conservatory in Copenhagen. It's a two-year program, and I'm finishing this year, this summer. And I've been my subject has been counterpoint music, and studying all the counterpoint rules dating back from the 17th century. and I did that because I kind of discovered Bach in a very, very late age. So I'm so much into him. He's like my hero right now.
When you say counterpoint, for the layman, explain that one.
That means like note against note, and that it's having two melodies at the same time, but not just as a harmony melody, but actually two individual melodies that are equally strong,
right,
and that moves across each other. So and Bach, he has that in all his music, sometimes even four voices, and that's the fugue. So, you know, that's my...
Your new hero.
Yes, he's one of my new... I'm studying a lot of different classical pianists. I've just discovered this guy called Beethoven as well, and I'm doing a lot of... But I've been very focused for a long time about those 30, 40 years of jazz music, not really realizing how much history behind all that. So it was like a new universe that kind of opened up.
Okay, well, Morten is going to join my increasing list of world-class virtuoso pianists in session here on The Blueprints. And we can enjoy two pieces back-to-back exclusively tonight as he shuffles around, gets in position. Starting off with the title cut of the new album Godspeed, a very different solo piano piece to the electronic cut on the album. Morten Schantz on The Blueprints. Cathedral, which is actually a lovely piano and saxophone duet on the new album Godspeed, our solo piano version there exclusively in session here on The Blueprint, plus a very different take on the title cut from that album before that from Morten Schantz, live on the piano here on Jazz FM. Morten, we were talking about your new exploration of classical music before you started playing there, and many jazz musicians, particularly European jazz musicians, come from classical music and then move into jazz. But interestingly, you've gone the other way, literally.
I have gone the other way. I did. I did it my way. That's Frank Sinatra saying. I'm kind of lucky that I feel lucky that I did that, because now it's like I have so much more to study. I know I have a lot of, I have so many projects that I want to do, so many things I want to study, and I will not be finished even when I'm 100 years old. So
you've got a lot of projects on the boil, all different sounds. Godspeed is clearly an electronic fusion project. Are you going to continue with the more acoustic side, like the trio? Are you going to be doing more from Jazz Kamikaze? You've got a couple of the members of that group on this album, right? Marius Nisset and Anton Eger.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I definitely want to make a follow-up to Godspeed, because I want to establish that band. And it's not just like a project that I'm doing one album. It's hopefully something that I'm going to do for a long time. And hopefully with these guys as well, because we know each other so well from playing with Jazz Kamikaze for 12, 13 years now. And we have that band as well. And it's a huge difference between those bands, because we have two more members in Jazz Kamikaze. And that band is a collective of five people with the same power in the band, so to speak. And whereas this is my band and I'm writing everything, and they contribute with a lot of ideas and stuff, but basically it's my band. But Jazz Kamikaze we have actually done an album like 2 years ago that we are releasing really soon. Yeah.
Oh, that's good news. And I mean, we've heard the fusion sound from you before, of course, with Segment, Chant Segments.
Yeah.
A slightly different kind of sound, actually. You know, people are starting to use Weather Report as positioning for your new music, but that one has more of a Herbie Hancock feel, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I think retrospectively, looking back at that, it's much more like that's really like a tribute to Herbie Hancock, because I was only 25 or something when I did it, and I think I hadn't discovered my own voice at that time, so I was very much into, it has to sound exactly like Herbie Hancock, Headhunters. Thankfully, I'm not like that anymore. I'm kind of trying to go my own way now.
Throw some bass clarinet on and it's done.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, a quick word on Danish jazz heritage, because, I mean, Copenhagen in particular has played host to many great American jazz musicians who have set up there. And are you connected with that particular lineage?
I guess somehow I am, although I know all the stories about Ben Webster and Dexter Gordon and those guys living there. But it's before my time, so I just hear all these stories about the legendary jazz clubs in Copenhagen. These guys came, and I think that definitely influenced the whole jazz scene in Denmark. So a lot of musicians came up looking up, admiring these guys, and I think that's why we have a pretty strong jazz scene today in Denmark.
Horace Parlan,
I think he just died. Actually,
he just passed away.
Yeah.
A bit of a jazz legend these days in Denmark, for
sure.
Well, so as I say, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Morten Schantz, here at Jazz FM. Thanks for coming by.
Pleasure.